Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth just for you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Jill Biden on her way to Michigan to discuss the safe reopening of schools. Should somebody call and tell her that schools have been open for weeks and weeks? Somebody should let her know. Number two, a Michigan school district cutting down on school lunches dramatically. Do you know why? Because of a growing nationwide food shortage. You heard me right. Not enough food. I'll explain. And number one, the state legislature has come to a deal on the budget for the next year. $55 billion. $7.5 billion in virus relief is still left there as well, by the way. I suggest we set money aside for a rainy day. If we've got $7.5 billion sitting there burning a hole in your pocket, stop. Save it for a rainy day. I mean, crazy talk, right? To save it for when you really need it. But there's my idea. Anyhow, lawmakers finished passing the state budget. They'll turn next to allocating this never heard of before amount of federal COVID money. It's flexible, can be spent however the state decides. Governor Whitmer has been throwing out all sorts of ideas. We can spend it here. We can spend it here. $6.5 billion discretionary funds approved by Congress. About $5.7 billion still in the bipartisan budget deal. The first shots of money will expand free preschool for low-income four-year-olds. It'll help schools wind from transition to a year-round calendar, which is the plan of all of them, by the way. Summer break, that won't exist much in the future. Hospital assistants, nursing home assistants. There's also $1.8 billion that they haven't spent in federal coronavirus money. They have less discretion there. And $3 billion in surplus state revenue. Democrat leader in the House, Donna Lisinski of Washtenaw County, Scioto Township, says, I'm looking forward to additional infrastructure, education, water packages that we can put together in the coming months. The $55 billion in spending passed 99 to 6 and 97 to 8. The governor will sign it, likely declares some Republican-backed vaccine and mask provisions constitutionally unenforceable before October 1st when the fiscal year begins. Most recently, she proposed spending billions on the federal pandemic funding to boost the business climate and to expand health care and infrastructure, access to mental health services, replace state psychiatric hospitals, replace them, build new public health lab. It would expand tuition-free programs, free college, provide grants and loans to small business, replace lead water pipes, upgrade state parks. Good God, before you spend it all, please save some, would you please? Republicans in the Republican-led Senate have floated proposals as well. One to rehab and replace local bridges beyond those that would be fixed under the budget agreement. Replacing lead pipes, upgrading drinking water and wastewater facilities, fixing dams, good idea. Clean up sites contaminated with PFAS as well. Another great idea. Clean up the forever chemicals. Gosh, I thought the Republicans hated the environment. I thought they liked drinking dirty water and snorting dirty air. I must have been misinformed. Those conservatives actually like clean water and clean air and clean earth, too. Weird. Anyhow, Republicans, including provisions in the budget designed to restrict state and municipal coronavirus vaccine requirements, including government employees, ban vaccine passports, prohibit school masking mandates. You know, some of these places are running low on employees. Doesn't it strike you as somewhat remarkable that during the entire pandemic, nurses and frontline workers were heroes? They didn't have vaccines then, and now they're unemployed. Unemployed because they won't get the vaccine now, even though they were heroes when they didn't have it last year. But it's true. Completely true, in fact. Let's see some of the other highlights. A combined investment, $1 billion expanding child care access, $108 million for increasing low-cost child care eligibility, $13 million to waive parent co-pays, funding for rate increases at startup grants, a 1% one-time operations increase, and 4% for Michigan colleges and universities, $196 million repairing and replacing 100 bridges in bad condition, $55 million Michigan Reconnect program. That's putting people to college free. $460 million to make permanent a $2.35 per hour raise for direct care workers, $3.8 million to expand use of body cameras, $7.7 million for trooper recruitment school, $7.5 million for new training of corrections officers, a 2% increase in statutory revenue sharing payments to local governments, $500 million into the state's rainy day fund. How about a billion? Let's get a billion in there. Come on, bite the bullet here. That would bring the rainy day fund up to $1.4 billion. That's pretty slight in today's numbers. I think it would be nice to have $5 billion, about just shy of 10% of your annual budget in the rainy day fund would be nice. Replacing lead service lines and cleaning up PFAS, and those are the other highlights that we just talked about, so you've got that going on. I was really struck by this next headline when I saw it. Came from Fox 17. Fox 17 in Grand Rapids put this story out. Holt Public Schools sending an email to parents this past week saying lunch was going to look different for elementary and middle school kids. The reason? A nationwide food shortage. You heard me right. A nationwide food shortage. You see, these supply chain issues don't just impact computer chips and rakes and shovels and a bunch of other things. It affects the food on your table. This is why American farmers are so critical. It's why looking after Michigan farmers is so critical. Right now, the one entree choice is for they used to have two entrees. No, it's one. And here's why. In a typical order that they may have, let's say 100 cases of food coming in, 100 cases, 40 or 50 of those cases don't show up. Sometimes half the food that's being ordered by the schools is not showing up at all. We change the amount we serve for older kids to acknowledge the fact that they play sports, have after school, may have a job. You've dealt with shortages in the past, but they've been limited to one or two items. But now the number has gone up. And the shortage isn't just food. Cutlery and trays is a problem. Instead of serving a hot, steamed vegetable, we're trying to move more toward a raw vegetable. Celery sticks. So you don't need to cook it. You don't need it. It's just there. David Kloss is a supply chain management professor at Michigan State University. Says we're dealing with a shortage for a while because of shortage of executive talent, operational talent, baby boomers leaving the industry. Plus, we were paying people to stay home. He didn't say that. I did. He should have. Many of the people that are working in those environments are older, and because of COVID, they don't go in. And so that means production is short, transportation is short. I mean, the transportation needs for drivers, for buses, and over-the-road truck drivers is dramatic right now. It is short. We are short. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we still have Congressman Matt Gaetz. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.